Pizza. All right, now it's on. Now it's on. Hooray!
Oh, Lord.
Welcome to another week.
Stretching a bend.
So before we get into the episode, a couple of announcements. So we were trying to partner with New Release Wednesday, another podcast on the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network.
That's where we are.
Yes, we are also a part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's Hard Knock, NOC, as in Nerds of Color.
Shit.
Media.com. Check that shit out. But yeah, we were partnering with New Release Wednesday, which is another podcast on the network, to do a thing for the premiere of Hobbs and Shaw on Thursday.
Yes.
Both you and I thought that we had longer to plan this. Like,
yes.
We both thought that we had a few more weeks to go. So like,
I thought we at least had a week. Yeah. I thought we had at least at this point now, recording this on Tuesday, I thought we had 9 days. And turns out we don't have 9 days.
No, we do not have 9 days. So like, we kind of scrambled to try to put something together. Like we set up a proposal, we sent it out. The New Release guys, they sent it out. We waited to hear back, and not surprisingly, we couldn't work it out for this round.
Yep.
But the door is still open.
Yes.
So between the two casts, we should take a look at like what's coming up in the future and see if we can actually plan something, and actually do something. Like the theater that we were going to be working with, they kind of proposed having us, you know, do a podcast episode from the lobby of the theater.
Nice.
So
nice.
Know, so there are ideas and thoughts and possible
there are
ideas.
Things that we can do,
yeah,
that will work in the future. However,
yeah,
we're going to Jean-Claude Van Damme this door open.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So just because we weren't able to figure this one out, we are still going to see the movie.
Yes, we are.
We are still going to see the movie Thursday night. We're going to see it Thursday night at 7 p.m. at, is it at AMC? What's at Columbia Mall?
I do believe it is an AMC at Columbia Mall, 7 p.m. let's see. So if you want to come join us, go buy a ticket. Jamie, you and I are, we bought 4 tickets. We have some good friends coming with us, and we are seats. Did you say F6, 7, 8, and 9, ironically?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That row is actually filling up with other of our friends. So
yes,
we put the blast out on Twitter.
Yes.
We put the blast out on Facebook. We put the blast out on our Slack, and we invited whoever wanted to come to join us. So the F row is filling up fast, but I think there's still seats in G and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. But F is for family, and that's how this works.
F is for family. So get as close to F as you can. And if you go to the showing and you see us, just say hi. If you know us already, we'll fucking know who you are. But if we've never met you,
shouting at you.
Yeah, if we've never met you in person, you know, just say hey. We're probably gonna try to find some place to hang out afterwards. Because a lot of people are getting off work and have to haul ass to get to the theater.
Absolutely. So there'll probably be some sort of food thing happening after. We'll find a place to go to. We'll message out like where we're heading if you want to come join us.
Yeah,
and then
for sure.
If you're interested, maybe a drink or something like that afterward. I'm sure we can find a bar somewhere in that Columbia Mall area. And I'm happy to share a frosty beverage with anyone who bothers to listen to the sound of my voice. Just as a life rule, if you're willing to tolerate me, there's a good chance there's a whiskey in your future. That's all I'm saying.
Oh shit, you're getting whiskey, not just like a beer. You're getting whiskey.
Well, I mean, what's really the difference at that point? A beverage is a beverage.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I'm going to try, as soon as we are done recording this, I'm going to dump this out on Facebook and Twitter and get it out as soon as possible so we can let the people know that the movie is still happening. And we're going to try to schedule things earlier in advance and not fuck up our calendars next time. all right. So, Brandon Chalmers, with everything, sure. With all of that being said, what have you been geeking on?
This week I've been geeking on Jamie Noguchi, the most mediocre and middle class bullshit that I actually could be geeking out about. I got a power washer and I know, like, please understand, I know that the bread and butter of my audience is like 30 to 46. Like, I know this is my wheelhouse here. Ryobi, however you want to say it,
yeah.
Sells a power washer at Home Depot.
Yes, they do.
Just under $100.
Yes, they do.
You do not need the one with the cart. It works perfectly.
Nice.
And it takes up a very small footprint. It's electric, so it's not all super terrible to deal with. And it did an amazing job just knocking off decades of grime off. Yeah, just decades of grime off everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was super satisfying as I prepare myself for vacation.
Ooh.
And yeah, next week is vacation week. I have no idea what I'm doing. Probably a bunch of house projects, but I decided it was way too hot over the weekend. And it was like, well, I don't have a pool, but I can work somewhere near water. This'll work. I could get a canoe or I could just pressure wash everything. If anyone's curious about it, as to which one I got, please feel free to hit me up. But I definitely realize now that, like, there are some things that I just should have bought forever ago. Like, I wish I'd have done this before I moved in.
It's great. We got one. I got one. I got the one with the cart just because I'm lazy. But that shit strips all sorts of stuff off of other things.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, I get this.
It's gone. Where did it go? Like,
just it's gone.
The color of the wood comes back, and you're like, "How the? That's interesting."
Yeah, right. Yeah, because it's like, how grody has this been? I was knocking algae out of my brick and all sorts of stuff. Like, yeah, like,
oh yeah,
house is great right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yep, super super satisfying. So, if you are a homeowner, if you rent a property, and you're just like, man, that looks kind of grody. It's $100 investment. I highly recommend it. And if you're clever enough, like myself and a friend of mine did, we went halvesies on it.
Ooh.
Right. So then the idea is, oh no, we both can't pressure wash on the same day. But other than that, like, it lives at one of our houses and then we just hand it off. We live relatively close to each other. And then it's only a $50 investment. And
yeah.
$50 investment for that, worth every penny. Yeah.
So good.
A value of twice the price.
So good.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's so fucking satisfying. So satisfying. Also, you can listen to the Apocalypse Now soundtrack and really feel like you're getting something accomplished as you just blast grime off the side of the house. Just firing water.
Oh my god.
Yeah, remember, headphones and the soundtrack to absolutely everything you do are incredibly important. The ultimate motivator that happens is just playing just monolithic classical music behind you as you just obliterate everything. I do the same thing when I weed using that propane torch that I have.
Yeah.
Just whole thing. Oh yeah. Ironically, yeah, when I burn things, I play Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song. It's kind of terrible.
I mean, come from the land of the ice and snow.
Ice and snow, right, yeah, which is really not the thing that I should be doing to burn things, but here I am.
Fire.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be that on the nose, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Always soundtrack. That's the one takeaway, kids. If I can give you any gift, is a headphones, set of headphones, and a soundtrack to every single outdoor project you have. It's a game changer.
Oh man, you could just put on like Power Man 3000, just like
Honestly, the go-to for me was Foghat's Slow Ride, because there is something incredibly satisfying of just holding that gun out and just blasting grime at everything. Just super fucking satisfying.
Yeah. I got one with the intention of like sanding down our deck and all that kind of shit, and I got the power washing part out of the way. I haven't sanded shit, but I got the power washing down.
I get that. But kids, you should do that. Jamie Noguchi, what are you?
Oh no. Did our internet freeze? Skype froze up on me. Skype froze. Skype died. No, Skype. Why have you, are you still, are we having network problems? Brandon, are you there? Brandon. Why Skype? Skype failed me.
Papa, can you hear me?
Brandon, are you, Brandon, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. So you can hear me.
I can hear you now. There was like a couple of seconds of Brandon, where did you go?
I know.
Where did you go, buddy?
I could hear you fine. For some reason, you couldn't hear me. I don't know why.
We'll see if it gets recorded on the video, and if it does, we're just going to leave it in.
That's outstanding. Yes.
One take, bitches. One take. This is a one take, no edit podcast.
Why edit anyway? Okay, Jamie, what are you geeking out about?
So this past Saturday, me and Keith, creator of the Hard Knock Media Podcast Network.
Hey, I know that guy.
We did another Today at Apple session, teaching kids about comics and stuff. We were hoping to aim for like an older demographic, because the last time we did it, we had like, you know, 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds, which is fun. But our intention with the session was to talk about diversity and representation, and using comics to tell your own stories, because you know, the big two, Marvel and DC, have not really done a great job in terms of diversity and representation. And I know everyone's excited about all the Marvel Phase 4 movie announcements, but it's a little too late kind of thing. I'm a watching, but you know.
Is there a way to say that it's too little too late, but also really fucking try and appreciate them for the fact that even if it took them for fucking ever, at least they're coming around?
I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I appreciate it, and I'm going to see the movie, all of them.
Like, it's the presidential candidate question to me. Like, if they were fucking about something for, like, decades, and all of a sudden they're like, well, shit.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys are a bit all right. It's shitty, but okay.
I mean, they're the movies are catching up. The movies are catching up. The comics, sometimes they do good and sometimes they fuck themselves over. So it's always in flux, and it's because there are so few minorities making the big decisions.
Also that most of these characters were developed in the 70s when just everybody was super equal. Most equal.
So our intention with the session was always to talk about the power of comics and the power of telling your own stories, and that you can represent yourself if you're not getting representation. Like, that's the great thing about comics these days, is that anyone can put their own stuff up on the web. There's a girl, you know, I'm bringing this up. I think I mentioned this last week, but I got this business card. I just want a comiccon booth.com, and you know, it's like a slice of life comic. She just started it and put her stuff up there, and I would not be surprised to see her at Comic-Con some year with, you know, business card in hand.
Hell yeah, she fucking should. That's the idea. Like, again, I double back to what I said last week. Respect that hustle. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what our session was about. We had an older audience, so we were able to talk about like what comics meant to us and the reason why we tell these stories. And then the end of the session, Everybody gets to draw their own. So they hand out the little iPads for everybody and they draw their own stories. And then we collect them all and put them up on this gigantic fucking screen, which is super gorgeous and amazing. And the comics that came out of it are both amazing and heartbreaking. Like, and the one that fucking gutted me, this kid did a origin story about a superhero with sickle cell.
Fuck!
And his superpower was making people not curing it, which I found very interesting, but like, you know, a hero that would go around and help other people that suffered from sickle cell or cancer feel better and have a good day and stuff like that. So wow.
Wait, hang on. So his superhero is just a really great friend?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ!
I know.
I need a minute.
It gutted me because we were...
Yeah! Oh my God. What? Hang on. So this sweet baby, how old?
This kid was like maybe 10.
Oh, God damn it, sweet. Please tell me someone went and like carried that poor kid to ice cream or something. Like,
I don't know, man. But
did he give like a backstory? Was he suffering from sickle cell? Was this one of those?
No, he didn't. He didn't say because we gave everybody their opportunity to tell their own story. Yay! But we were kind of assuming that like he had firsthand experience with that. Like either he has it or a friend of his has it or like a relative. And it was a gut punch. And like I looked at Keith and I almost fell on the floor.
I 100% I'd have been crying. No way. I don't care where I full fucking waterworks. Yeah. Like there's no way around it.
Yeah. So that was like the last time we did the session was for smaller kids, younger kids. And they were all talking about bullying, which is also like really tough because, you know, you don't want a 5-year-old to worry about bullying. Like, you know.
No, I mean, it makes sense that they worry about that because it's a common thing that happens and it's the center of their world.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that that's the thing, but
yeah,
Jesus, the idea that like 5 years on, this kid is tackling the emotional stresses of seeing either themselves or a friend grapple with that. And all they want is to be a great friend is. Whew.
Yeah. And that's going to stick with me for fucking ever.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Jesus Christ. Like, oh.
And I hope that
this kid gets a fucking book deal.
Well,
because I do.
Yeah, I hope that. But I hope they keep drawing and telling their own stories, because that's the other thing we wanted to try to get across is that, like, you know, not everybody has to make a living at doing comics. Not everybody has to make a living at their hobby. But if this is something that you want to see and a story that you want to get out, you can get it out to the people. I mean, all of these kids got published on the biggest goddamn screen they're ever going to see. And, you know, I wish I had better. I took photos of it, but I wish I had better photos of them because I was at a weird angle and I didn't want to like get in front of people and stuff.
No, I understand.
Actually, they saved them. They saved all the JPEGs. I wonder if we can. I'm going to request to see if we can get them. And then I will show you the heartbreaking comic.
You should. Did they have to put their not have to? Did they choose to put their names on?
They or no? Not really. Which sucks. But
that's a shame. Yeah. Damn.
That was a gut punch. That's gonna stick with me forever. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus Christ! Like, I want to tell other people that just so that I don't have to live with the guilt of that on my conscience.
Yeah,
like I want to spread that around a little. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
So you ended up fucking having the most emotional day, which I mean, better fucking man than I am. Jesus.
Yeah.
Were there any, you know, I don't even want to parlay that into like, were there any feel good stories? No, fuck that. I want that kid to be the center of that. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, it's always amazing when we, because I teach another comic class, and it's more about like the mechanics of doing it and like, you know, how to lay out a panel, how to do, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the way we're structuring this is like telling your own stories and using comics as the medium to do it. And, you know, I mean, that's going to stick with me. And I hope we're hoping to kind of go out to other places and to continue these sessions and get people to do more of this stuff. Cause you know, comics can be cathartic, and comics can help other people, and you can see other people are going through shit that you're going through. You know, so I don't know. I need a moment. But yeah, that's how my weekend went, Brandon Chalmers.
Jesus fuck, man. Like, yeah. Okay. Hey Jamie, what are we gonna talk about this week?
Okay.
I gotta remember to let you go first. Like, I really do.
So we're I know you're not on Twitter, so you may have missed this. But
missed is a strong word. Yeah, go on.
You probably didn't miss shit. But Simu Liu, I think I'm getting that name right. He has been picked to play Shang-Chi, Man of Kung Fu, in the upcoming movie. And a couple of years ago, he tweeted at Marvel. It's like, hey, Marvel, I'd sure want to be Shang-Chi in a movie. And they're like, we got you, fam. And so they cast him. And there's this guy, Ryan Estrada. If you're into webcomics, if you've been doing webcomics for a long time, that name might be familiar. He used to do these experimental things, like he would do a comic a day, or like 24-hour comics, or 100 comics. Like, you know, he would do all these challenges for himself, and he would try. Like Ryan Estrada is known for trying basically everything in webcomics, like, you know, networks and all that kind of stuff. And he tweeted out, it's like, everybody shoot your shot. You never know who's listening. You know, in response to Simu Liu, because Simu did his. It's like, you know, Marvel hire me for the thing. Right. And so, so Ryan Estrada's response kind of became this viral Twitter meme where like all these creators were like, all right, well, it's my turn. I'm going to shoot my shot. I want to tell people like my dream gig or all that kind of stuff. So with that in mind, since you're not on Twitter, Brandon Chalmers.
Jesus Christ.
If you were still on Twitter and you wanted to shoot your shot and you wanted to tell people that there's a thing that you want to do, and someone, cause the idea is that like, if you tell people, you still got to hustle, you still got to make it happen, but someone out there might be listening and might be able to, you know, throw something your way and help you get there. And if no one knows, then that's never going to happen. So you might as well tell the world. So what is your dream thing? Like,
I mean, basically what you're asking me is what's my dream job, and
a dream project or like not a job, or, you know, what is the thing, like the fuck off and do what you want.
Like, the fuck you money gig.
That, I mean, that's the intention, but like, a thing that you want to create and put out there, and, you know, or a company you want to work with, or like a brand you want to work with, or, you know, something big. Cause that'll be our version of it. Cause we have this podcast that we can put it out there, and maybe somebody listening will be like, that Brandon, he could do that thing. I'm a chuck it at him, and I'm gonna chuck him the ball and see if he can run with it.
Oh man, God, did you ask this question the wrong time?
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But you're at a crossroads. You're at a crossroads, which is the perfect time to come up with something.
Oh, good Lord. I feel like I should give some sort of backstory as to why I have trouble answering this question.
Sure. I mean, you know,
because this is the issue that's happening right now. So I'm going through, like, pull the curtain back a bit. I'm going through a life change.
Yes.
I am going through a divorce. I am going through You know, potentially, you know, I'm not the most happy with my job right now. I left Artfight.
Yeah.
I am kind of rudderless at the moment, and it's a weird, scary thing for me.
Yeah.
To then be like, this is the thing I'm doing. Cause like, I thought for a while I was kind of doing it. And then for some reason, like I hit some sort of moment where I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm really, really not happy. Mm-hmm. And just decided to just pull the oar out of the water.
Yeah.
And it's been an interesting experience for me to just kind of see people react to me floating around.
Yeah.
And it's been its own kind of interesting, not its own kind of interesting. It's been a weird journey the last few months, kind of dealing with all of that and seeing the reactions of people and what have you. So when you ask me that, like, because I feel like I'm in such a reactionary state,
yeah,
at the moment, I have no idea. But this has always been a problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a dream job. Like, it's always deal with whatever the problem is, tackle that, move on to the next thing. And it's just been like a series of car accidents, essentially. It's like,
yeah.
Where it's like, okay, school's kind of difficult. Okay, cool. Move on to the next thing. Okay, this parent's messed up. Okay, move on to the next thing. Okay, this parent's messed up. Okay, move on to the next thing. Okay, this and then this person. And it's just like, okay, I'll just tackle the thing and I'll just tackle the thing and I'll tackle the thing and I'll tackle the thing. So it was nice, like, when I had Artfight going on, where it was like, this is my bubble. Uh-huh. These are the people that I care about. I can help manage this. I can help these people out. I can drop anything at any moment. And I can really be there for like this core group focus sort of thing.
Sure.
And the thing I keep hearing from like everybody is like, you need to figure out what you want to do. You need to, and I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Like, cause this, and this is like the trade-off. Cause I know, like, I'd love to go racing, like car racing. I'm too heavy. I don't have any experience. And that the like car racing, like professional real car racing, the sort of thing that like you need to be into shifter carts when you're like 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to make it, unless you got like fuck you money, like you're Patrick Dempsey from whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
And you're able to like parlay your acting career gig and cash into real seat time and be able to do the thing potentially. Yeah. So like that one had kind of gone away, but like, I don't know. I guess maybe like event management and like project management, because there's been a lot of desire of like, I know I work well under pressure. Uh-huh. I know I work well managing events. I know I work well managing a team of people. Like I'm really good at being the second in command sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Where like somebody's got a vision and I'm like, all right, let's do that thing. We can do that thing.
I'm gonna help you right, figure
yeah,
that
like,
out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like I feel like that is kind of always been where my comfortable spot is. Like I have no problem taking charge of a situation, but at the same time, I've never had that like, yep, this is the fucking thing I'm doing.
So you don't want to be Captain Picard. You want to be Riker.
I feel like Riker's a good spot for me. Mm-hmm. Like, cause Picard is, here's the reality of it. And this is going to sound a little weird to like hear somebody say who at least pretends to be confident. I ain't that smart.
Huh.
I know this. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room. What I usually am is the most confident and the quickest to make a choice. So everybody just kind of assumes that I know what I'm doing and that, you know, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we can do that. And
for sure.
It's a lot of, if you catch me at the moment where I go, yeah, no, this is what you're doing. If you look at me and go, you sure about this? No, fucking clue. We're going to do this thing. And just off we go. Right. Just hesitation.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But that, yeah. So I think maybe that's got to be it. Some sort of like project management thing of just, I think what I'm looking for is for somebody who is running a team of people, whether it's in design or event management or like project management, physical, like construction project, like I triage and I handle things well. And I think I'm looking for somebody to just kind of give me a shot at being like, hey, here's the team. Make sure this fucking thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even pretend that you're going to let me down. Like give me zero options. Strip everything away and just go, hey, look, if you don't make this, you don't make your mortgage, your house goes away, everything else goes away. So fucking step it up. You got 6 hours. And right. he just sent me off to the races and just let me do what I do best. I'll call in every resource. I'll figure everything else. I'll think outside the boxes, whatever the fuck it is, and get the job done. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really where it is. And that's, I know that's super vague because I've got background in construction. I've got background in event management. I know a ton of designers and artists and what have you. And I feel like I have a really great background of working with all of them. I like, at least in my experience of working with you and ArtFight and everything, I feel like my analytical and process brain is just random enough that I can keep up with you guys,
yeah.
but just enabling enough that I'm like, no, we can fucking do that. Like you go, oh, we should do the thing. I'm like, okay, but it's going to cost like $600. And if we do it, we have to leave right now. Like just, we can do this right now.
Yeah,
just right
yeah.
this second. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
So I think that's gotta be the thing is like, I'm looking for somebody to give me just kind of a fair shot in that sense. Like I need a shot in the arm. Mm. I know I do. Mm-hmm. Cause I need to fall in love with a job again. Like I've got a good job. I like my job in the sense that it is satisfying and I do a good job at it. I'm not necessarily looking to leave it. Like I'm not in a bad spot where I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of my job.
Right.
But at the same time, like I'm having trouble being motivated by it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's always the hard part. Like, and I think it's probably because I surround myself with a lot of really creative people who are like, my passion's my job, which means you're always fucking working and you're always burnt out. But at the same time, I know that hustle's real. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You know, like you don't have an option. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, for me, I can go, okay, so I've been here 10 hours. I'm ready to go home. And I turn the phone off and I leave it there at the office. And then I go home and then I do the other guy. So like, I feel like, for lack of a better way to put it, like I'm living a double life in that sense. And I don't know if that's the right thing because I keep hearing these terms like work-life balance, which feels like the biggest bullshit I've ever heard.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
There's no such thing, right? Maybe there is. Like, and maybe that's got to be the thing. It's like if you work a job where you can literally punch out after 8 hours,
yeah.
like you show up, you hit the thing, you're like, cool, I can do this all day, tip-a-tap-a-tip-a-tap-a-tip-a-tap-a-tip-a-tap. Cool. And then you check out when the day is done and you move on. Like I've had that job. Mm-hmm. My job when I don't mind putting them on blast. They were a great company to work for. They didn't pay enough, but whatever. Was Random House, the book publisher.
Yeah.
And it was like you clocked in at like 8:30, you left at 5, and you left it there. And it was the running of the bulls. 5 o'clock, everybody was just clocking out. Wasn't a big deal. Like you just badged in and just badged out. And you left it at the office. And it was a perfectly fine job and it wasn't anything bad. Like I was processing like new account paperwork and tax stuff or whatever. Like it wasn't a difficult job. I was fucking bored.
Mm.
I was real bored. Like it's what caused me to start looking. Where it's just like, yeah, I'm making bills and everything's okay, but there's nothing satisfying about this.
Yeah.
And that's where my issue is right now, for as silly as it sounds, I almost feel like I want a job that I can't turn off.
Yeah. So you like, kind of want to be like the Steve Ballmer to like Steve Jobs kind of thing, where
yeah.
like Jobs is the idea guy and Ballmer was the guy who make the shit happen.
Yeah. I am absolutely that guy. I am 100% that guy. I imagine, honestly, anybody who's worked with me would probably agree I'm that guy.
Yeah.
This is where my head is right now of that. And that's the thing is like, I don't know what the thing would be. And I guess maybe that's my open letter to everybody. Mm-hmm. If you got an opportunity to see that hustle and you want to see how I can apply it and how quickly I can apply it, I'm your guy. Like that's really the thing. That's what I think I do better than maybe anybody is commit and then ride or die hustle.
We might be able to do stuff with this whole draw right now thing because we're starting to look at some education opportunities.
There's some possibility with that. I think part of the other thing though is like I want there to be a bit of stakes of like understanding what's going on. Like best example I could probably give is like if someone like Ross Nover gave me an opportunity, like, hey, I need somebody to just keep these fucking wheels moving.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Like, I understand there's existence there. There's people who need these jobs. Like, it adds a bit of that. That's the problem with something like a draw right now. There isn't enough stakes.
Yeah, we don't have enough stuff right now.
That's right. That's the thing. It's like, I need skin in the game to be terrified about.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds silly, but I bet there are a lot of people who can relate to this. Like, I need almost that, like, I need that crisis moment almost constantly to be like, if I don't do this, they'll do the, yeah. Like, it's the terrible reality show thing of, like, if we don't get this done by this week, the client's going to do the thing and then we'll all lose our job.
Yeah. So basically, one of us has to quit our job and decide that we're going to do DWN for real. And then you come in and make sure we don't die.
Yeah, well, no, that would be the problem, is it would have to be me and fucking no, not right now.
Yeah.
Like, money ain't there.
Not right now.
Not right now, yes. Draw right never. Just no.
Yeah, we should have like a shit post brand. Be like, not right now.
Yeah, like, right. This is what we were talking about this last week with, like, the no guy. Like,
yeah.
I see this in every job I've ever been in, and every project that I've ever, like, any side project that I've been in. Like, you need somebody dedicated whose job it is to write down what the fuck's going on, figure out how to organize it all, and then hold everybody else accountable.
Yeah.
And that person needs to almost be able to have one of those personalities where it's like, okay, now I'm going to say this now so that we get out of the way so that you understand where my head is. I love you, I care about you, and I do this because I love you. Now, where the fuck is the thing that you promised me last week?
Stop fucking, like, up.
You need... And you need that person. And we dealt with it in, you know, in Art Fight. I deal with it in my day job. I'm sure you've dealt with another place. Like, you need that project manager to just be like, yeah, no, you got to stop fucking around. Like,
Or you need the project manager to get the stuff that you need. Like, I need the file format. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
You need somebody to go after something. Like, yeah. Hey, this person's being a pain in the ass. I need you to go browbeat them and get the thing that I need because I'm tired of them being passive aggressive to me.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, I need this file type. Yeah, I know, but no, stop. I need this file type right now. There's a real deadline. I need you to put whatever it is aside. I need you to go get me this right now.
Yeah.
It's taking too long. Respectfully, let's do the thing. But it's tough, but that's the idea. Is like, you need almost somebody who comes in where the reaction to you is almost always like, fuck, hey, what's up? Please don't hurt me. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your shot is, you want to be the,
I think I need to be a, I need to be,
like,
a PM.
Like a project manager.
I think it's a natural progression of my skill set.
Nice.
I think I'm pliable enough in other things that, like, you know, also I spent years working between two different companies. I've got 13 years of medical warehouse management. So I've definitely got a background in that, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's getting in front of the right eyes for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because there are degrees and certifications for it, but everyone who I've talked to about it is like, nobody fucking cares about that. Like,
yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah.
It's, where have you worked before? What have you actually done before? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just don't know how to get that first job is the problem. Like, I don't know whose ass I have to kiss for that to get that first job.
Yeah, we don't have any eccentric, like, startup friends who I could use somebody.
I almost need that sort of thing where it's just like, I've got a passion and we're gonna build electric cars, and I'm like, fucking hell, Eli, let's go.
Yeah.
You
need to hang out at, like, one of the co-working spots that that Stories used to work out at, like, 1776, because all of those like startups with angel fuck investment that. could use a guy.
No, because then I'm going to end up being on the ground floor of something like Uber, and I'm going to be in, like, the jam space or something.
Yeah.
And I am going to fucking hate myself. Like, yeah. I don't want to be, I want to help and I want a business to do well. And I think there is a perfectly fine thing of providing goods and services to other people at a reasonable price without fucking anybody over. And then there's whatever the fuck happens in those co-working spaces sometimes. And it's like, I don't know how to differentiate the two, but I feel like at some point along the way, I'm going to start playing the question mark of like, so these kids have cancer, but they also have money, right? Is that what we're trying to say? Like,
so you want like a, not necessarily a Fortune 500 company, but like a Fortune 50 company or something like that.
I don't know.
Someone who already like has their feet under their ground.
Fortune 5,000, maybe. Like, I get that. It just doesn't have to be super big, but just the idea of like something good.
Yeah.
Something where I can reasonably go, yeah, this is what we do, and feel relatively okay about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that means that like I need to be a PM for a nonprofit or something. So this way I have that like, yeah, okay, I can feel good about whatever the thing is. Like,
oh, yeah.
Could we be tackling other more needy things? Absolutely. But this is the wheelhouse. This is the thing we were able to tackle as a group. And I'm happy to be part of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's some sort of, you know, cancer organization or it's.
Oh no. The video crapped out again. I don't know if you're still talking, Brandon, but it sounds good. It sounds good to me. It sounds like you could really turn a place around. We just need to find the place. Cause it sounds like you're not up for the startup culture. Which is where all of those like co-working spots are and all that kind of stuff. Oh. So I don't know. Brandon is still. Oh, there you are. You came back. Okay, so I tried to vamp, fam.
I could hear you the entire time.
Oh, okay.
Responding, I have no idea what it is. So yes, I'm still here. No, fuck the co-working, like, tech blah, blah, blahs, unless they're doing something really good for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's really where it is like, I need something that I feel like I can have a conscience about. And this is the problem with like my background right now is in warehousing.
Yeah.
And it used to be just kind of a like, nah, it's steady, good, hard work. And at the end of the day, you're moving things along and making sure people are getting the things. And it used to feel like it was not a noble profession, but like necessary.
Mm-hmm. It was like, somebody needs a thing. I'm getting them the thing.
I provide flooring. I manage a flooring warehouse. Everybody's got to have something to walk on, and that's what I do. It's like, hey, you know what? You're not fucking saving the world, but there are far fucking worse things you could be doing. It's like, yeah, okay, I can get behind this idea.
Yeah.
And now, like, the way that the warehousing game has changed, and you see it with, like, even when fucking John Oliver's covering it, this is a problem.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The way that Amazon has really changed the game of how that works, and there's a very real fear at some point along the way, my only option is going to be to work for one of these large companies where I'm going to feel like all I do is beat the shit out of hamsters and wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that.
It sounds like you're looking for like a good nonprofit. They're dedicated to a cause you believe in. And they're big enough to sustain the need for a project manager to get shit done.
Yeah. And honestly, like the whole thing of like a cause that I believe in, I can be talked into it.
Yeah.
Like if there's anything that I've learned, there's a bazillion things in the world that I know fucking nothing about. And a lot of them are really terrible and should be righted. And I have no clue about them.
Yeah.
If one of those is like, hey, so we do yada, yada, and yada, yada, and it's a lesser known cause, but it's this, and we're looking for somebody to help make sure that, you know, everything's still humming along and moving and yada. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think that's the thing is like, I want to feel good about going to work every day.
There are places around, I think I think you'll need to meet somebody.
Oh, I know I'm going to have to meet somebody. Like, I got to figure out a way to parlay myself into that.
Yeah.
Into a room with somebody. And like the way I had always thought something like that was going to happen was like, I meet somebody at a show or at a con who ends up working with yada yada. And like, uh-huh. I hit it off with them and it'd be somebody like Greg or something.
Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
I'd be chit-chatting with them and they'd be like, man, you know, you're a little rough around the edges sometimes, but you're sharp. I got a guy who's looking for somebody who you might fit the bill for. Be like, cool, let me know. And go after that and then turn one thing into the other. And it just never seemed to come to fruition.
There's got to be like career fairs for nonprofits, like specifically geared towards nonprofits. Yeah. Cause they usually have them at colleges and stuff like that. I mean, like UMBC might, I mean, we should talk to Dan. Like
probably my concern with like career fairs and stuff like that is it always felt like a cattle call to me.
It is, but like there's the cattle call. But if you establish a relationship with somebody, then you can like, hey, you know, when this is over, you know, I kind of want to like ask you more about stuff. Is there like, can we get coffee or something like that? Or just, I don't know. I feel like there's a way to work something like that. And
gotcha,
I think like a UMBC college fair would have, you know, cause they're looking for college kids, but if you roll up, they'll be like, hey, this is interesting. I might want to talk to you more about that stuff.
There's a possibility that I could end up standing out in a room like that. There's also the same possibility that I could end up getting shouted down because I'm not walking up with the same credentials that they are. And that's a very real thing of like just trying to figure all of that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think right now, like as I'm talking out with you, I think that's really where the thing is. Like, and maybe I need to just start focusing, like if I'm going to end up spending any time almost fantasy booking my own stuff, maybe I need to start looking at nonprofits that I feel relatively confident about that are not necessarily the largest ones and just see what they have available. And maybe it'll start with volunteer work or something like that. Maybe that's just what I need to do is like Special Olympics Maryland or something like that, where I go and I volunteer again.
Ooh,
and it's not necessarily like going and doing the polar bear plunge, but like I've done the thing where I've gone there and I've been, you know, support for the end. And I make sure I hand them drinks at the end and, you know, I cheer for them and I make sure that, you know, like that would just be, being staff for something like that.
That would be great. So it's definitely who you know, because one of my jobs out of college was at the National Security Archive. I started off as a research assistant, doing stuff. But the way I got the job is, my mom worked with a guy whose wife was the lawyer for the group.
Wow. Okay.
And I've always had that political bend and I've always been, you know, about government openness and all that kind of stuff. And, she was on the radio for NPR or something like that. And I sent her an email and I was like, hey, can I meet you for lunch and just talk about stuff and, you know, see if there's something I could do at your organization? Cause this sounds like something I want to get into.
Right.
And we met for lunch and she was like, well, we have this, you know, one of our researchers could use an assistant like processing FOIAs and all that kind of stuff. And so, I got a non-paid internship doing that kind of thing, at the archive, was it paid? I think I did get paid. What am I talking about? I got a job as a research assistant.
Yeah.
So I started as a research assistant. I moved on from that job to like, something else, but I later called the organization cause I'd noticed that their website hadn't been updated in a while. And I was like, hey, can I meet with you? I want to help you with your website. I want to help your web presence because there's a need and I have an ability to help you push this along. And I got a job doing their web stuff for a couple of years.
That's cool.
So nice. I feel like if someone meets you, if the right person meets you, it's not necessarily going to be on their recruitment website, but you could say like, I see a hole in your organization. I have a certain set of skills that could fill that hole.
Yeah.
You know, is there a way it could help you out? And you need to hang out with those people and we need to find them.
I think that maybe that's what it is I got to pick my shot of who I'm really looking for. One, because I think there is some credibility in the Twitter thought process of like, know who you're going after. That's super important.
Yeah.
But I also think having the hustle of just being able to be like, hey, I have a skill set that I think could really be helpful here. I'd like to get in front of whomever is willing to maybe have lunch with me or something and just see if there's a way that I can start getting involved in anything.
Yeah.
And see what it is and like really just kind of dig into that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's got to be the pet project, is I got to figure out what place is exciting me right now.
Yeah. Because like, yeah. if you do the polar bear plunge, or I don't know who organizes it, but for shit sure, someone there is going to be willing to talk to you, because you're there, you're raising money, and you'd be like, hey, I really love what you do. I'm really invested in this organization. Is there anything, or, you know, and then you drop the bomb on them. Like, I see that you do all these things. I think you could use, you know, you do the shit sandwich.
Yeah, like, the compliment sandwich.
Yeah, this is great. I think this could be better.
Right.
But you're still awesome. And I am the meat.
I need to be the meat in the middle. Do you see me? I'm a lot of meat. I just need to be in that bread is really what it is. That's what I need.
Cause Brandon, that's how Art Fight got booked at places, is motherfuckers just, we initially talk to people and we'd be like, hey, we do this fucked up thing. You do a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
You should bring us out. That's how we got the LA gig.
Right. Yeah, I know. It takes hustle. That's got to be the thing.
And I think you can do that because, like, you know, you're good with people. You're good at meeting strangers. You know, you put them at ease, even though you scare the shit out of some people. But, like,
yeah, I know.
A couple minutes talking to you, you put them at ease. You can fucking – I think you can make this happen. I think you can make this happen.
All right. I'm into it. You know, I will say this. If you or someone you know, dear listener, has some sort of organization, even if it's not a nonprofit, that you think that they might want to talk to me about whatever it is, even if it's just to bounce ideas off of me and see if I'd even be a good fit, or if they're just willing to give me a bit of practice of like, hey, this is what I'm looking for, even if it's not a good fit, hit me up. Like,
yeah.
Fuck it. Dinner's on me.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going, but dinner's on me. Yeah. And, We'll figure all that out and see if there's some sort of thing that's there that we can work with. I don't know if I'm necessarily looking to take on another project where it's like, yeah, I really want to do a startup thing.
Yeah.
But like, if you've got a thing and you think you really need help and you think you know, you're on the precipice of getting into something real, but you feel like you're falling behind, or you need somebody to help get this thing going, and you just need somebody to just whip the shit out of it and get it right.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Yeah. And also, you should hit up Dan.
Yes.
Because I feel like the college, I don't necessarily think you need to work on a college, but I think a lot of these nonprofits interface with colleges often enough and host events often enough that you could easily interface with them and work with them and stuff like that. So
yeah, that makes total sense.
Let's get you your shot. Let's make this happen. Cause
sounds good.
You know, you've helped too many people. It's time for us to help you. Fuck that shit. It's time for us to help you. Help other people, which makes no sense.
No. This makes sense. You just, you're trying to franchise me is really what you're doing.
I'm trying to pay it forward, Brandon. I don't know what it is, but I'm trying to pay it forward.
I'll take whatever fucking chances I can get. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
I have definitely learned to be humble enough to take the opportunities that people are handing me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jamie Noguchi, where can they find you, sir?
You can find me on Instagram at Jamie Noguchi. You can find me on Twitter at Angry Zen Master. And this Thursday, you can find me in the motherfucking theater at Columbia watching Haunted Show, bitches.
That's right. And where can you find me sitting right the fuck next to Jamie Noguchi? You can find me on Instagram at That Guy Chalmers. I got a Twitter account, but I abandoned it because Twitter is awful right now, and I need love, not more of the bullshit that goes on there.
Yeah, I think that's why this tweet went so viral, is because people were looking for something positive.
Everyone is looking for something positive, man. Like, everybody is so at each other's throats, and all the news is, or at least it feels like recently, it's just a lot of like, well, this is terrible, and this is terrible, and this guy's racist, and that guy's awful, and this guy's the night. So, Jesus Christ. Nobody feels like they can get any relief anymore.
Yeah.
So a bit of good goes a long way. Be kind. Go out, do something kind for somebody this week. Trust me. You'll feel better about it, and they will pay that forward, whether they intend to or not, even with just making them smile and a good mood. And it doesn't necessarily have to be huge. Hold the door open for somebody else. Say thank you. Use sir and ma'am. Be respectful. That sort of shit goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, kids. Have yourselves a wonderful week. I'll see you motherfuckers Thursday.
Yeah.
Vacation is about to begin.
Yeah.